on 95.1 WAPE.
It's time for Blown Off, and, oh, Roxanne is here. Roxanne?
Hey.
Roxanne!
Never heard that before.
I bet you never get that.
How often when people find out when you say my name's Roxanne, how many times out of 10 do they go, Roxanne?
About half.
About half? Oh, that's not bad.
About half, yeah.
Yeah. 20 years ago, it probably would have been more, but whatever.
Yeah.
There was a reason you were calling.
Anyways, why are you calling us? No.
Oh, you're getting blown off. I'm probably.
I am getting blown off by my boyfriend, of all people.
Oh, no.
Oh, by your boyfriend.
By my boyfriend. It's getting stupid, so I'm going to need you guys' help. So.
Well, you're in the right place.
We get stupid all the time.
Yeah. What's your boyfriend's name?
His name's Spencer.
Okay, and why is he blowing you off? Or why do you think he's blowing you off?
He's not responding to any of my texts and calls. Like, normally we hang out, like, I go over to his place all the time. Like, most afternoons we'll go hang out, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'll call him normally and be like, hey, I'm on my way over, or I'll send him a text. And every time I try to get a hold of him, for, like, the past, like, 5 days, I'll text him, he's like, oh, sorry, like, I'm out. Or I'll call him, like, he just doesn't answer. I'm like, what the hell? Like, what's going on? So I don't know, because he's not telling me reason, like, he's not out of town and he doesn't do anything. Like, if he's not at work, he's at home.
So have you tried to, like, show up at his house?
You know, I haven't yet.
No.
You haven't yet? Yeah,
I totally would have done that already.
Yeah, that's an idea.
Okay,
well, he changed it out, so I don't want to waste my time, you know, like, driving around going to this crazy man's house and he's not even there.
So he is answering your calls or is responding to you, but just kind of like blowing you off and like saying he's not home or...
Yeah, he'll answer my texts, but he's not answering my calls.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
Yeah.
And how long have you guys been together?
We've been together a while now. I originally was actually dating his best friend, and we're not going out anymore.
Well, that's good.
Good.
That's when I met.
Yeah.
That's how Spencer and I met originally. We've been going out for... couple months now.
Oh, wow.
We've been fine up until this point.
Okay. Okay.
Really
and
weird.
You guys didn't get in a fight or anything? Nothing happened? Mm-hmm. Where?
No. That's why I'm really confused. Like, if it was a fight, I would get it.
Yeah.
Everybody needs their space, but, like, nothing happened. Yeah, it's just weird, because now I'm thinking, like, is there another girl? Like, my mind's just, like, full of all sorts of awful things. Like, what could be the reason? So I just need to know straight up, like, what's going on.
Yeah, right. Maybe now he's dating your best friend.
I didn't date him when I was dating his friend.
Yeah, come on, Mark.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Well, all right, let's go ahead and give him a call and see if we can figure out what's going on, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Listen carefully. Don't say a word.
Hi, this is Spencer.
Oh, this is Spencer.
Yeah.
Hey, we got on the first try. That's great.
Who's this?
Oh, Spencer, it's Mark Kay and Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE. Good morning.
Oh, hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey, Spencer.
Hi.
Hi. Can we have your permission to talk to you live on the radio for a few minutes?
Sure, I guess so.
That's great.
Sweet.
It's just one question for you. Shouldn't take too long at all.
All right.
Okay. We want to know why you're blowing off Roxanne.
I should have asked the question.
Oh, man. Why? Roxanne, really?
I don't know her last name. I just know her name's Roxanne.
No, I mean, really, you're asking me about Roxanne?
Oh, yes, we really are.
You guys were dating for a few months, right?
I don't know about dating. We went out a few times. But she came over a few times, but... I wouldn't call it dating.
Well, okay.
It's
weird.
We understand that you guys were dating for a few months and you're now blowing her off and she's really confused because she said nothing happened.
Like you don't want her coming over to your house anymore is the feeling she's getting.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, every time she came over to my house, she wanted to go do something else, go ride a bike, go work out, go walk through the park, something like that. I just wanted her to come over and hang out and watch movies and, you know, have a good time relaxing. I stopped really having a good time with her. I mean, when she came over the first few times, we'd eat, we'd hang out, we'd watch shows, we'd do good, but she really started pressing, wanted to go to yoga, some things like that. I don't do yoga.
So you're blowing her off because she wants you to exercise?
Well, no, I exercise. I just, because when I'm hanging out with her, I don't want to be doing exercise.
Spencer, you are the laziest man I think I've ever met. Are you serious? You stop texting because you don't want to go out and do stuff and get off your couch?
Are you kidding me? Are you on the phone right now, too?
I called them because you weren't texting me back.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding? That's really your reason. You don't want to move. You don't want to get off your couch.
I get up. I do things. I like things that you don't like to do, which I go do by myself. I'm fine with you going if you want to go bike and do stuff by yourself. But when you come over, I want to just hang out and relax.
You want to not bike.
I want to not bike.
And Spencer wants to do, well, nothing really. Is that kind of where we are, guys?
I want to interject a little bit there. I do have an active lifestyle. I think it's a little insulting to say I'm not active. I mean, I'm not a big fat blob. I do like beer. I like, you know, what do they call them, 12-ounce curls. But, you know, but I don't.
That's not an active lifestyle, though. That's
no, I go hunting. I go fishing. I go camping. I spend a lot of time outdoors.
Camping and fishing is not exercising.
Are you kidding me? It's outdoors. It's a sport, right?
On your couch.
I mean, fishing, I'm not. I'm going to have to side with the girls on that one.
I mean.
Really?
I mean, hunting. When you hunt, do you like, I mean, with a bow and an arrow, or are you just sitting in a deer stand?
Both. You know, I'm not as good with the bow, I guess, as I am sitting in the deer stand. But
look, Spencer, I'm glad that you like the outdoors. I'm just trying to get you to live a more active lifestyle. It's for your health. It's for your own good.
Yeah. Roxanne, is he what you would call unhealthy? I mean,
you know, he's not getting any younger.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just think he's really lazy and you want him to, like, do more with you.
Exactly. I mean, like, it's fun to have a movie night every now and then. But
yeah.
When it's every time that we hang out that we're just sitting on the couch, like, I'm not your bro. Like,
right.
I just sit there and drink beer and watch TV. Like, I want to go out and, like, do something fun.
Yeah.
I mean, couldn't you see where she's coming from in that sense, Spencer? Like, to go do things together instead of just sit and watch movies every day? That gets old real quick.
Yeah, sure. I mean, look, I mean, I'm cool with going out for a movie or going out and doing something. It doesn't have to be on my couch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just to sit. I want to, like, dance in. Or go, we live out in the country. There's so many fun things you could do. Something new. Something
it's like walking, fun. Only different.
I'm okay with dancing. I just don't. I don't want to do the bike stuff. I don't want to go for walks.
Yeah.
So what, Roxanne, in the beginning, all you guys did was kind of sit around and watch movies and you were cool with it because it's the beginning, but now you want to actually start doing things and you're realizing that's not how he is? Is that?
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't sound like he's going to change anytime soon for you. Sorry, Spencer.
I can't believe you didn't tell me that was why you weren't getting back in touch with me. You totally were blowing me off. And if it weren't for these guys, I wouldn't even know why, which is pretty uncool.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty clear. I'm sorry. I thought, you know, you don't. Text someone back, you don't call them back means, hey, let's move on.
Or not move at all in
or
your case.
Or not move at all. You move on, honey. I'm gonna sit right here. hang on 1 second, you two. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. We'll be right back.